The International Olympic Committee remains committed to holding the Games in Tokyo this summer, even though other sporting events are being canceled over concerns about the coronavirus. The Olympics are scheduled to open July 24th, and over the weekend in Atlanta, three men and three women secured spots on the U.S. team in the marathon trial races. Here in Now's Alex Ashlock was there.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom set the stage for the marathon trials when she talked about the three things people always mention when they meet her.
One is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The second is Gone with the Wind. And the third are the Olympics.
The civil rights leader was born in Atlanta. The Civil War novel by Margaret Mitchell that became the famous film is partly set in this southern city. And Atlanta hosted the Olympics in 1996. Those games were disrupted by a bombing that killed one person and injured more than 100 others, but the competition continued, and that spirit was reflected in the marathon trials. The Olympic cauldron, lit by Muhammad Ali to open the 1996 games, was relit on Saturday and burned during the 26.2-mile race. Oregon's Galen Rupp, Jake Riley from Colorado, and Abdi Abdurrahman, who lives in Arizona, captured the first three places in the men's race on Saturday. Rupp also won the 2016 marathon trials and snagged a bronze medal in the Olympic marathon in Rio that summer. Abdurrahman made his fifth Olympic team on Saturday, Jake Riley his first.
I mean, you're seeing somebody live their happiest moment of their entire life, so that's pretty special right now.
Alafine Tuliamuk won the women's race. Molly Seidel finished second, and Sally Kipyego was third. Seidel was an NCAA champion at Notre Dame, but she's also battled depression and an eating disorder. So what she did on Saturday marked a comeback. Tuliamuk and Kipyego were both born in Kenya, but are now U.S. citizens. Kipyego has already represented Kenya in the Olympics. Now she's going as an American.
I have lived here for 15 years. I have felt like this is my home. America has given me a lot of opportunities, and I just wanted to show my gratitude, and I thought the best way to do that is to come out here and run my best. I am honored. I know there are people, great people, that have gone before me to represent this great nation, and I am just honored to be part of that. Yeah.
These marathon trials attracted thousands of fans who lined the streets of Atlanta, and many came from all across the country. Keith Hesse of Michigan was one of the volunteers who supervised the course.
I've been a runner my whole life. A track coach and an official and a senior Olympian myself. So after a 50-year running career, this is pretty cool.
Dylan Shipley and his mother Gloria flew into Atlanta from California early Saturday morning just to watch the race and flew home Saturday night. And Gretchen Nixon came from Texas.
Gosh, I just love the running community and how people get excited about that, but I'm also just really excited to see the athletes today because I don't know if I'll ever make it to the actual Olympics, but this was a good one to be able to come and see and to be up close for it too. You know, like we're literally steps from the start line, so that's really neat too.
Saturday's U.S. Olympic trials in Atlanta were run amid the concerns about COVID-19. Yesterday, only a couple of hundred elite athletes ran the Tokyo Marathon. Officials there canceled the race for the more than 35,000 everyday runners who were supposed to participate due to the coronavirus fears. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.